Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Vav. We are holding, well, Elisha was holding at the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amar Aleph. I'm falling a little behind. I was holding about six lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Hay and Beis. We'll go through that again for those who have been listening to my shir. So we'll pick up again from Amar Leili Madatana Rabbeinu, which is a little bit of a strange spot to start. Six lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Hay Amar Beis. So shir sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas's mother, Goldaba Simcha Leah. Shalom, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. So what we're going to talk about today is we started the discussion last time about whether the Or Beis HaTrefos has the status of Or, or does it have the status of Basar? So it relates to Trefos with regard to a Galuto, with an animal that is missing all of its skin, but if it has some skin left, then it's not going to be a Trefos. So does the Or Beis HaPrasos count for that? And we're also going to talk about as far as Tumas Nevela, because Basar Nevela has a level of Tumas that our Nevela does not have. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph is going to list us the seven trefos by an oaf, ve'elu trefos ba'oaf, meaning after going through those things that are trefos by a behema and those things that are ksheros by a behema, we're going to go through those things that are trefos by an oaf. The Gemara is going to talk about bedika for trefos on a bird that has been bitten on its head by a weasel. How do you know if the brain has actually been punctured to the point that it makes it a trefa or not? So the Gemara is going to talk about several methods of doing a bedika, of doing some sort of examination on the bird. And then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis discolorations of the internal organs of a bird that fell into a fire. And you want to know, did it become a trefa from falling into a fire or not? So organs that should be red or green should be green or red, various discolorations, and whether that's an indication of trefas or not. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis discusses seven things that are ksheros ba'ov. Just like when it came to behema, we had two mishnayos, one of elu trefos, one of elu ksheros, so too by an oaf, we have elu trefos and elu ksheros. It's just that they both happen to be on the same daf in this case. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about intestines of an animal that have fallen out, and when they've been put back in, they were flipped around. And what that does to the hopes of recovery for that animal, and the Gemara is going to tell a Maisa relating to that discussion of flipped intestines of an animal. So let's begin again. I was holding six lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis at Amar Leili Madetaru Rabenu. So the halacha is by Tumas Nevela. The Torah tells us the Chiyamus Merabeim Asher Hilachem Liachla Nogei Bin of Lasa Yitma Ad Ha'erev, that if you touch a Nevela, your Tamei Ad Ha'erev. And Chazal Darshin, that the Pasuk is telling us when it talks about Hanogea Beniv Lasa, that that's not referring to the Or Hanavela, that the Or Hanavela is not Mitamek Mitumas Nevela, and it's not even Mitstarev to Basar, that's less than a Kazayas, to be Mitamek Mitumas Nevela, but Oros Rachim, soft skin, that is Roi La'achila, the Mishnah tells us has a din of Tumas Nevelos, because if someone eats or rach of a nevela, that's like you're eating a nevela itself. So from that Mishnah, Rav Asi asks on Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Or Beis HaPrasos will be matzil a gluda, will be matzil a behema that's been skinned, because apparently it's considered to be Or, and it's not considered to be basar. So Amaleis, Rav Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, he challenges him, that you're telling me that Or Beis HaPrasos is considered to be Or, that it's not considered to be basar. But lima detanu rabbeinu, but didn't you teach us a Mishnah that talks about Or being mitame like basar, that elusha oroseyan kibisaran, the following types of skins are mitame as if they were basar, they're treated like basar, and among those types of skins are Or Beis HaPrasos. So don't you see that the Or Beis HaPrasos is like basar, it's not like Or, and if it's like basar, it's not like Or, then it should not be matzil begluda. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rav Asi, al takniteini, don't ask on me from this Mishnah. Shabaloshon Yachar Ani Shona Elsa. That Mishnah follows, the way I learned that Mishnah is that it follows the Shita of a Das Yachid, that I have a Kabbalah that will teach us that the din of Or Beis HaPrasos in the Mishnah was said Dafka according to a Shita of a Yachid who we do not paskin like. And that's why I said that the Or Beis HaPrasos is considered like Or, because you're right.
yachid. There's a Mishnah that treats it like basar. That's a das yachid. Zitanya, because the Brisa tells us, hashochet asa'ola, if a person shachts a carbon alola haktir kazayis, me or shal tachas ha'al yachutzum komo, puzzle. Having in mind that he's gonna be maktir, a kazayis of the or that's underneath the tail in a place where it's very soft or, so it's, and he has in mind that he's gonna be maktir that kazayis be outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's puzzle. That's a machshava of chutzum komo. But vien bo kares, you don't get kares because it is not pigle, since it's not a machshava of chutzus mano. But chutzus mano, pigle, v'chayim lo kares. And if he has a machshava of chutzus mano, then it's actually pigle, and he's going to be chayiv kares. A machshava is pigle when you have a machshava to eat that which is ro'oi la achila after the zman of achila, or that which is ro'oi la haktara after the zman of the haktara, will make it pigle. And the R underneath the alia is ro'oi la achila, like basar. And an ola that's entirely burnt is a ra'u la haktara with the basar as well. So according to the Tanakama, who mentions the or shetachas ha'alya, that's the only or that's considered like basar. And that's the shita that I subscribe to. But the Braisa goes on to say, there is a das yachid, Eliezer ben Yehuda ish iblim, Omar mishum Rabbi Yaakov, v'cheno Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum, Omar mishum Rabbi Shimon, that not only is the or tachas alya, is the ikus, not only is the or tachas alya considered to be like basar, but echror beis haprasos, echror rosh alegal arach, echror shal tachas alya, v'kol shamanu chachamim gabituma, elu shorosein kibisaran, all of the different things that the chachamim in the Mishnah later on daf kufchav beis are going to tell us when it comes to tumas nevela and tumas shratzim, that elu shorosein kibisaran, that the or has a din like basar, so lahavi or beis haboshes, and that includes the or of the Beis HaRechem, chutz l'mekomo, pasul vein bo kares. If you have a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, it's pasul but not kares. Chutz l'zmano, pigel v'chayav n'olav kares. But the bottom line is that the or Beis HaPrasos apparently is a machlokas Tanakama with Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon. According to the Tanakama, which is mentioned stam in the Braisa, and therefore l'chora is the shita of the Rabbim, that or is not considered like the basar. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, that tells us that the or Beis HaPrasos metamik basar is following a das yachid. So do not learn from there that the or Beis HaPrasos is not considered to be or to be matzil a gluda. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnayos about oaf. Ve'elu trefos ba'oaf. The following are the trefos that relate to an oaf. Now it happens to be this is not an exhaustive list because all of the trefos that aser by a behema will aser by an oaf as well. The Gemara is going to say that later on, and therefore the Mishnah is not going to go through all the Shmona Esrei trefos. It's not going to go through the entire list again. So what makes this list? What doesn't make this list? So why is it that some of the things on this list seem to be repeats of that which is by a behema? Some of these things seem to be somewhat new. So first of all, the Mishnah mentions Nukuvus HaVeshet and Psikas HaKana because there is makom to say that by a behema it's kosher unless Rov HaKana is cut, because that's only by a behema where it has a greater chiyus to it. It has a greater life force to it because you have to shecht the shnei siman by a behema. You have to shecht both the kana and the veshet in order for the shechita to be valid by a behema. But I would have thought the rules are different by an oaf, because by shechita of an oaf, the halacha is that it loses its life. It's a valid shechita if it's just simin echad. So I would have thought it would become a trefa with much less of the kana or the veshet being cut. So that's why it has to tell me that, to tell me that even though it seems to be a repeat from a behema, it's going to have to tell me that. Then the Mishnah is going to have to tell me the trefa of hiksa chulda al rosha, makam shoso, so trefa that if it gets attacked by a weasel on its head, to be mechadish to us, that it's a trefa only in a place where the weasel attacks it, that would make it a trefa, where it would actually puncture the membrane around the brain. But if the bone is broken without that membrane being punctured, it's not a trefa. One might have thought that the breaking of the bone itself would make it a trefa, because we're going to see later in the Gemara that there are some types of ofos where a taka would, where just the breaking of the bone on the head would make it a trefa. An of shalmayim has such a status. Then the Mishnah is going to want to tell me nikvu adakin, that the intestines are punctured, because we want to be mechadesh in the anamid beis, that if the dakin were not nikvu, but they left the body, it's not a trefa. And one might have thought that an oaf, which again doesn't have such a strong life force, that even if the b'nei me'ayim are moved out of place, even though they're not punctured, that it would have been a trefa. Then the Mishnah is going to want to tell me a korkovan, about a korkovan, because the behema doesn't have a korkovan, so that's got to be something new that it's going to tell me by an oaf. And if it falls into a fire or it's trampled, those are dinim that the Gemara is going to discuss, whether those are only by ofos or those are dinim that are applied to a behema as well. But the Mishnah mentions them by ofos because they're much more commonly found by ofos than they are by behemos. So that's the explanation of everything we're about to see, why it is in this Mishnah and that we don't list all of the old trefos that we spoke about by a behema. So ve'el trefos both. The following are the trefos by an oaf, a list of seven. Number one, nukuvas haveshet, if there's a puncture of the veshet. Number two, psukas hagargeres, if the kana is split. And number three, hikata chulda al rosha makom shosos a trefa. A chulda bites it on its head in a place where it would puncture the membrane around the brain. Number four is nikaf hakorkovan, the korkovan is punctured, and a korkovan is a gizzard or something. It's something that only an oaf has that a behema doesn't have. Number five is nikvu hadakin, the intestines are punctured. Number six is nafla l'or, it fell into a fire, v'nechmeru b'nei me'eha, and the intestines have shriveled and changed colors. So im yirukim psulim, if those internal organs that are normally red, like the heart, the liver, the korkovan, and now they look, they have a greenish color, so they're going to be pasul. But im adumim ksherim, but if they retain their red color that they started with, then they're going to be kosher. Number seven, drasa utrafa, if a person trampled it with his feet, or if he's trafa bekosel, he hit it against the wall, or sharitzatz the behema, or was crushed by a behema, umifarcheses, and the oaf is still moving around, but it's not able to stand up. So in those three instances, we're choshesh that maybe the internal organs have been crushed as a result of the trauma, of the wound, of the makah, and therefore the oaf is going to have to be a trefa misafik. But if you wait 24 hours and it's still alive and then you shecht it, then it's going to be kshera, then you do not assume that anything happened, that it became a trefa. But you do need to be bodek after the shechita throughout the entire cavity of the body to see if there are any trefos that the chachamim had actually mentioned. So that's that, because there was still that reyusa that's in place. So says the Gemara, how do you check if a weasel bit a bird on its head, how do you check if there was a trefa in the brain of that bird or not? So Rav Ushmuel V'Levi Da'amri Machnas Yadu Lefnim, you put your hand inside the mouth of the bird, ubodek, and you check by pushing up with your finger up on the mouth of the bird, and the brain is therefore going to be there's going to be pressure applied, an upward pressure applied on the brain. If you see brain matter coming out of that nekev, then trefa, then it's a trefa. So you're looking to see if there's a nekev, if there's a hole in the membrane around the brain. So you push the brain matter, see if anything comes through. So if it comes through, then it's a trefa. V'im lav, and if nothing comes through, then kshera, then obviously it's still intact and it's kosher. So ask the Gemara, wait, but the there are two membranes around the brain, and we're going to have we had a machlokas back on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph whether you need both of them to be punctured in order for it to be a trefa, or no, only the krum ha'elyon being nikav, even if the tachton is shalem, it's a trefa. So ha nichal man yamar demakiv karma tato'a, I understand very well according to the Amora that holds that it becomes a trefa only if the Kroma Elyon and the Kroma Tachton are both punctured. So then you'll see that if the brain matter comes out, then you know that they were both punctured, and therefore it's a valid test. But if you hold that if one of those membranes are punctured, even though the other one is fully intact, it's still a trefa. Is the fact that the brain matter is not going through, is that a raya, that it's not a trefa? Maybe taka, the ila'a has been punctured, the tat ta'a is still intact, and that's why it's not making its way through. That's why the brain matter is not pushing through. Answers the Gemara: Iisa din kivila tata agav rukhe mifkapaka. That if the upper one were punctured, then the bottom one would be softened enough that with the slight pressure that you're placing by pushing your finger up to push the brain in an upward motion, that would break it. That would break through the tata'a. So it is a fair indicator. So Amr Ziri ein bedika l'chulda meisha shina adakos. No, there's no way you can check. This bedika does not work from the attack of a chulda, because the chulda's teeth are so thin. V'chishina adakos mayhavi. Who cares that its teeth are so thin? The brain matter is very liquidy. It can get through no matter how small the holes are. So Amr Avashai, no, meisha shina adakos v'akumos. That its teeth are not only thin, but they're somewhat angled, and therefore it will puncture through the levels of the brain, of the protective layers around the brain at an angle. So it's not directly across from the bone. So at the time that you do the bedika, when you do the bedika, the brain matter is being pushed upward, the bone will block off the hole that was otherwise made, and therefore it's not going to come through. So that's why it's a bad bedika, because of the angle at which the chul the bites. So Kisalik Lenardaa, when Ziri went from Bavel to Nahardaa, the Maritz Chiyus explains that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikala Ratzos. Therefore, whenever the Gemara mentions a person who goes to Eretz Yisrael, we always say Salik. Salik means Allah, that he went up. However, Bavel is Numucha Mikala Ratzos. Bavel is the lowest place. And therefore, whenever we talk about Bavel, we always say Nachis, which means Yarad, that a person went down to Bavel. Nahardaa l'chora is a place in Bavel. So it is a little strange. Kisalik l'nahardaa, when you went up to Bavel, when you went up to a place in Bavel. So Rashi says, Nahardaa is on the road from the city of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when he went from the city of Bavel to Nahardaa, he was Ola. So when Ziri went from Bavel and he got to Nahardaa along his journey, so that's why he uses such a lush. And that's what the Maritz Chiyus says, that it's somewhere along the journey, so it's up from Bavel. So Kisalik Lenarda, when Ziri went from Bavel to Narda, Shalach Luhu Dvarim Shamarti Lefnechem, he sent to the people in Bavel that which I said, that you cannot do a bedika from an Shichas Chulda, from a bite of a weasel on the head of the bird, Tosein Biyadi. You should know that I was mistaken about that. The Tiferes Yaakov wonders, what do you mean Taus Hein Biyadi, that you, when you say that you cannot be bodek because the Shineha are akumos? That's the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, we're going to see later on, that you have to do bedika in a different method, dafka, because of that. So it's not a Taus, it's just there's a Shita that holds that way. There's a Shita in Tanan that holds that way. So the Tiferes Yaakov suggests that initially Ze'ira said that there's no bedika at all, meaning when he first told them, you can't be bodek, he wasn't just saying that bedika doesn't work, he was saying that there's no bedika that works. We're going to see Rabbi Nechemya holds the bedika of applying pressure on the brain matter with your finger, that doesn't work, but there is another way to do a bedika. So that's what he's saying. Tol say biyadi, when I said you can't do a bedika at all, that was wrong. Baram kachom mishmed Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, botkin l'chul de biyad. They say in the name of Shimon ben Lakish that you could do this bedika on a chulda avalo b'masmer, but after the shechita, you cannot do a bedika on the... We're using a masmer, which means to open up the skull and take a needle and run it over the membrane around the brain and see if it stops at any point, if it gets caught in anything. Because if it gets caught, then you know that there was a hole over there. So the reason that you're not allowed to do that is because very likely, as you're running a needle across the, you'll make a hole, and therefore you'll assume it was always there. You'll call it a trefa, and you're going to be mafsin mamonim shal Yisrael. This is someone's bird. So you're going to say that it's a trefa, he's not going to get any use out of it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'Masmer, that you don't have to be choshesh, you're going to make a hole in the brain with the masmer. So B'Plukta Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Nechemya, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are actually arguing in a machlokas tanoim that already exists. Chad badik biyada, v'chad badik bimachta. That one of them did a bedika that we described with the hand pushing up the brain matter, and the other one used a needle that was we just described. Manda badik biyada, the tana that was badik biyada, amalei the manda badik bimachta said to the one that used the needle to do the bedika, and masayat mechalim lanim shel Yisrael. You're costing Jewish people money. You're puncturing a hole in the brain. You're claiming it was there the whole time, and you're making the animals that you're declaring them trefus when they're not. The one that used the needle said to the one that used his hand, "And masayata machli yisol nevelos. How long are you going to be machli nevelos? Because your bedik is no good." So he said, "How's it nevelos for shchuti? What do you mean nevelos? They shechted. A nevelos is an animal that dies without the benefit of shchita. Ella trefos. No. I'm saying that you're being machil trefos because the bedika is not a valid bedika. Shaminikiv krum shel moach. Because maybe the bedika is not going to reveal a hole that actually does exist in the brain, and you're going to say that it's kosher, and you're going to, and these people are eating treifas. So Tistayim, which Tana holds what? So Tistayim, Rabbi Yudu, Debadik Biyada. Rabbi Yudu must be the Tana that used the hand examination. The Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Botkin L'chul Debiyad, Avalo B'masmar, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that you could use your hand, but you should not use the needle. Nishpara Etzem, and if the skull breaks, the bone of the skull breaks, Av Bishlo Nikav Krum, Shal Malach, even though the krum of the malach is not punctured, the bird is a trefa. So Tistayim, so he says, yeah, that's muchach, that Rabbi Yehuda is the tana that holds, that you need to do the bedika dafka biyad, and not using a needle of some sort. And Rabbi Nechemya must be the tana that holds, that you dafka is supposed to use a needle. So ask him, wait a second, hagufa kasha, the brice is a stira minei ubei, amrit, both bin l'chud biyad of a lobe masmer. You just said that you do the bedika biyad, but not using a masmer. Alma isle bedikusa, which sounds like there is bedika that will clarify for you if only the bone has been punctured and the krum shel moach is still in place, in which case it's kosher, or the krum has been punctured as well, in which case it's shefa. And then in that very same price it said that it's a trefa, that if the bone breaks that it's a trefa. What do you mean the whole bedika is to be able to tell if it's just the bone that broke, and don't worry that it's still going to be kosher? How could you in the very next line say that if the bone is broken then it's a trefa? That would imply that a bedika is going to be totally invalid, because the bedika is just there to test if the krum shel moach is intact. So says the Gemara, yes, seifa asan la'of shel mayim. The Sefer is talking about a different type of bird. It's talking about an oaf that lives by the water or on the water, hol ve'in lo krum, because it doesn't have a krum shel moach. So by such a bird, if it's if a bone of the skull has been cracked, then it's going to be a trefa. Ein lo krum sabedaitach. What do you mean? It doesn't have a krum shel moach? That's not true. Meaning, open up the head of such a bird, you'll see it has a krum shel moach. Elohol lo krum arach. No, it has a very soft krum shel moach, and therefore when the bone breaks, there's no way it's going to be able to stand and to stay on its own. So eventually it will become punctured, and therefore we view it as a trefa already right now. So Amalei Rav Nachman l'Ravanan. Rav Nachman said to Ravanan, Mar Omar Shmuel Bodek Biyada. He says, I wonder about this. You told me that you saw Shmuel being Bodek Biyad, checking the bird that was bit by a chulda on the head, using the method of sticking the finger in the mouth and pushing up the brain matter. So umachshir, and he was machshir the bird when the brain matter doesn't come through. V'huna chavrin omar, Rav Bodek Biyad umachshir. Rav Huna told us that Rav was Bodek Biyad and was machshir based on that as well. So apparently they hold that if the krum is intact, even though the bone is broken, that the bird is going to be kosher. But Va'atani Levi, but didn't Levi teach us a brisa? Trefos shemanu chum behema connected ba'of. All the trefos that are true of a behema are true by an oaf as well. Yasser alein an oaf. It's just that there's something about that's a trefa by an oaf, even that does not apply to a behema, and that is nishbar ha'etem afal pishal anikav krum shel moach. That if the skull bone, if the bone of the skull is broken, even if the krum shel moach is not punctured. So don't you see, without a puncture of the krum shel moach, it's a trefa. So amlei hahu b'of shel mayim hol ve'en lo krum. No, that's talking about the of shel mayim, because it doesn't have a krum. And again, we say ein lo krum sal kadai. tzedek. What do you mean it doesn't have a krum shalmoach? Sure it does. Elahol krum rach. Now, since it has a soft krum shalmoach, and therefore as soon as the bone breaks, you can be sure that there's going to be a hole in the krum shalmoach. Hei tarnagolta. There was a tarnagolas that was bitten on the head by a weasel, which I guess was a fairly common occurrence. Davai be Rav Chana, that was brought to the house of Rav Chana. Shadri l'kavid Rav Masna. So Rav Chana sent the tarnagolas to Rav Masna. Nishbara etzem velonikav krum shalmoach havai, and he saw that the bone was broken, but the krum shalmoach was intact. Va'achshura, and he was machshurit. So Amaleis Rav Chana said to Rav Masna, how could you be machshurit? Vatani Levi Shev Shemal Chacham bebehema k'negim v'av diyasrael enof shnishbara etzem av lishlonikav krum shalmoach. Didn't Levi tell us a brisa that if the bone is broken and it's not nikav krum shalmoach, then it's a treifa? So Amalei hasam va'of shalmayim hold ein lo krum. No, that's only by the of shalmayim that doesn't have a krum. Ein lo krum sal kadayt. I don't know why the Gemara has to go through this every time. You think it doesn't have a krum? No, since it only has a soft krum shalmoach. So the Gemara now tells us, by the way, there are other ways to check. It's not only the method of the finger and using the needle. So Rav Shizvi Badik Beshimsha, he would take the krum shalmoach and hold it up to the sun to see if any sunlight went through. And if sunlight went through, then you found the hole. Rav Yemer Badik B'mayer. Rav Yemer would pour water through it and see if any water came through, because water will always find the hole. Rav Vacha Bar Yaakov, Badik Begila Dechitza. He used a stalk of wheat, and he checked whether it stops on any hole, whether it got caught, and that's how you would see if there was a hole. Amar Rav Shizvi, Hani Avzi Didan Kov Shalmayim Damyan. So Rav Shizvi says our geese have a status of an Ov Shalmayim, where the halacha would be that even if there's no hole in the Krum Shalmoach, it's going to be a treifa anyway. So from Rav Shizvi, it sounds that the geese that were around where he was had a din of an ov shalmayim. So it sounds like a stam ov shalmayim is some other type of avaz, and that's what it sounds that not all the avazos are considered ov shalmayim. It's only the ones that existed in Rav Shizvi's location, because it says our avazim have a din of ov shalmayim. Sounds like other avazim do not have a din of ov shalmayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Parak and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simin Lamed, Paskin, that an Ov Shalmayim, like Avazim, if Nikav Etzem, it's Trefa. That even with the Krum Shalmoach intact, if Nikav Etzem, it's Trefa. So it sounds like all Avazim, right? The Shulchan Aruch just says, a bird like Avazim, so that's going to have a status of an Ov Shalmayim. The Rashba and the Rosh Paskin, that Avazim that they had, were also like Ofos Shalmayim, and the Plesi and the Prima Gadim explained that even though the Avaz is an Ov Shalmayim, there's still a suffix, because apparently from the Gemara it sounds like there are other Avazim that are not considered an Ov Shalmayim. So I don't know, are our Avazim like their Avazim? Are our Avazim like the Avazim that they did it at? It's hard to know, but there is some type of min of Avazim that's not going to be a Trefa. So it's at least a suffix. That's what the poskim would say. Okay, Nafla L'Ur. We then said in the mission that if the bird falls into a fire and its intestines are all shriveled and discolored, so if it's they're green, they're pasul. If they're red, they're kosher. Amr b'yachum b'shem Rebbe ben Yeshua, shir yeru kasan, kishir niku vasan. The amount of discoloration is the same amount as the size of a hole that would make it a treifa. Man niku vasan b'mashu, just like a hole the size of a mashu will make it a treifa. Af yeru kasan b'mashu. So to yeru kasan, even just a mashu of discoloration is going to be enough to make it a treifa. So b'mini Rav Yosef, b'redi Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mir Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yosef Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Harika Kaved Keneged B'nei Me'ayim, if the side of the liver that's across from the B'nei Me'ayim has turned green, which is the thinner side of the liver, Mahu, what's the din in such a case? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said back to his son, Trefa, that's a Trefa. So ask the Gemara, V'lo Yehea L'Nitla, I understand, Nitla HaKaved, the Mishnah says on Nundalad Amalei, and if you have a kazayis left, it's going to be kosher. So why, if the kavod is discolored and you have and is it more chamur that a piece of the kavod that's taken out, if you remove a piece of liver and you leave a kazayis left of the liver, it's kosher? So you have a piece of the liver that's discolored and that's going to be a treifa. It's worse than nitla. So amarav akivin sharika kavod keneged b'nei me'ayim biyadosh nafalor nechmuru b'nei me'ayim utreifa. No, it's an indication indicator of the trauma that it went through, that it fell into a fire, and that had an impact on the internal organs. So yeah, so that's going to make it a trefa, because we assume that the B'nai Me'ayim have been burnt to a great extent. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Havila, Hayi Tarnagolas, he had a case of a Tarnagolas that fell into a fire, and after the Shechita, they checked the organs, and they found that that it had turned green. So Shadrei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sent it, L'kamei de Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Beribi, to the Gadol Adar in his time. So Amalei, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Yerukin Havu, they were green, V'achshra, and he says, and therefore it's kasher. What? V'anantanan, Yerukin Psulin. The Mishnah said that if it's Yarol, that's an indication that it's Pasul. How can you say that it's kasher because they were green? So L'amri Yerukin Psulin, Ela B'kurkavan B'leiv U'v'kaved. Yeah, if it turns green, it's going to be Pasul. If it's those limbs, those organs that are normally red, if it's the Kurkavan, the Leiv, or the Kaved. So green would be a very bad sign. But the dakim that are normally green, if they're still green, then they're going to be kosher. And that's why he was makshir the tarnagolas, because it was a part of the animal that's normally green and remains green. And the Brisa says exactly that, which internal organs are going to, is a green color, going to be an indication of trefus. It's tafka, the korkav and the lev, and the kaved. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, a similar story. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef had a tarnagolas that fell into a fire, and they shechted it, and they found that the internal organs were red. Shadri l'kamei to Rabbi Yavo, and they sent it to Rabbi Yavo to ask the shayla. So Amalei, Rabbi Yavo said to Rabbi Yitzchak, adumin havu v'tirfa. He says they were red, and therefore it's treif. So he says, you got me all excited. You told me they were red. I thought that was good news. V'anantanan adumin ksherim. The Mishnah says that if it's adum, it's kosher. So Amalei, he says, Adumin Shahuriku, Yerukid Shahedimu, Trefa, Lohamra Adum Ksherin, Ella, Belay, Bukurk Vadim Kaved. Discoloration makes it a Trefa. So if it's an organ that's normally red and it turns green, or normally green and it turns red, that's a Trefa. An organ that's normally red and is red, normally green and is green, that is going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, Amr of Shmuel Barchia, Amr Rabbi Mani, that Adumin Shahuriku, if you have red organs that have turned green, Ushlakan, and then you cook them a little bit with boiling water, the chazru ve'adimu, and the color comes back. They go back to their red color, ksherin. That's going to be kosher. My time, why is that the case? Because kutra ayil behu, we assume that the discoloration was a result of some smoke damage, but as soon as you remove that smoke damage by running by cooking it a little bit, then the true color of what's really there is going to return. That goes, Hashri quotes that the Rav Yah wasn't sure, what does it mean, that smoke damage, the smoke of the fire that it fell into, and therefore the same would be true by Behema as well. Or maybe it means that birds typically sleep in places where there is smoke, and that smoke causes the organs to look different than they normally would look. And according to that sad, that you could be tola on smoke damage is only by an oaf and not by a Behema, because a Behema doesn't typically sleep in places where there's a lot of smoke, and therefore you cannot be told it on the smoke damage. So okay, so that's the suffix that goes, so she has, does this kula of cooking it a little bit to be able to see if the color's still there, does that kula apply to a behem as well? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, af anan nomar, we'll say that we also say the din that in the opposite direction, that adumin, if you have organs that are normally red, shalohoriku, that remained red, ushlakan, but then you cooked them with some boiling water, vahoriku, and they turn green, trefa, that's a trefa, my time, iglai basayu, because you see that the its true colors, no pun intended, have come out when you put it through that cooking process. So Amar Ravashi says, since sometimes it looks red, and the cooking will be megala, that it's not really red, that it's really a trefa, that it really has been discolored, that it's really green, hilkach lalechol inish, Ela bishlaka, before a person eats any bird that has fallen into a fire, you got to put it through this process. Meaning, because what we're saying now is, not only if there's a discoloration, that if you do the shlika, is it going to reveal that it's really okay, but it could go in the opposite direction. Everything could look good, and then you do the shlika and you see that it's really bad. So you got to do the shlika because you have to be choshesh. There's a problem over here. Says Mar Avalohi. Not true. You don't have, if everything looks good, you don't have to do this. That which appears kosher, we don't assume a reyesa. We don't assume that everything is bad. We're not machzik a reyesa. The post can bring in a lot of places that achzuke reyesa lo mechaskinan. That so long as you don't have a clear indicator to be choshish for a problem, you're not choshish for the possibility of a problem. Well, so what's the nekudas hamachlokas over here? Is there a reyesa? It fell into a fire. Maybe that's your reyesa. Meaning there's no reyesa in the look of the oaf when you cut it open, but the reyesa is that you know that this has gone through a trauma. You know that it has fallen into a fire. So that's the nekudas hamachlokas. But everyone agrees to the principle of achzuke reyesa lo mechaskinan, that you don't go assuming problems when there's zero indicator of any problem. Drasu trafa bakosel, if you trample on it or you slam it against the wall or a behema wall, you know, crushed it and it lasts for another 24 hours before you shecht it, then it's going to be kosher because it survived those 24 hours. Amar Ablazer ben Atiganus Mishum Ablazer Rabbi Yanai, achazu va'achazu tzricha bedika. Both a bird that's been trampled by a person or been slammed against the wall or a bird that's been crushed by a behema, even though it was 24 hours before you shechted it and survived those 24 hours, you still need to check after bedika, after shechita, for any of the risuke varim, for any of the signs of trefus. Meaning you can't just assume everything's okay just because it lived 24 hours after being attacked like that. Okay, so now that we had the Mishnah of Elu trefus ba'of, ve'elu ksheros ba'of. The following problems that come up with the bird will not make it a trefa. Nikva gargeres, if the kana only is punctured, oceanistica, or it's cracked along the length, but it's not rove of the width of the kana that's been cut, he kata chulda al rosh hamakom she'enos as a trefa, a chulda bites it on its head in a place where it will not go through the krum shalmoach. Nikav hazefek, the zefek, which is the stomach of the bird, where the food gathers after it goes through the veshet, and then it's going to go from there to the korkavan. So if the zefek has a hole in it, Rebbe Omer afilu nital, that even if the zefek is missing, it's going to be kosher. The Ran writes that if it's the entire zefek is removed, Rebbe would be mod that it's a trefa because the food would just fall right into the body and it's not going to digest anything. It's obviously going to die. So Rebbe just means rove of the zefek is gone, but some of it is still there to still process and digest the food in some way. Fourth, yatsu b'nei me'eha v'lo nikvu. The b'nei me'ayim, the intestines come out, but they're not punctured. Nishtabru gapeha, the wings are broken. Nishtabru ragleha, the legs are broken. That would mean that either the leg minar kuva ulamata or even minar kuva ulamaila, but the bone doesn't stick out. Nimritu knafeha, the large feathers on the wings have been clipped. Rabbi Yudah Omer im nitla hanotza psula. If the small feather that's close to the flesh of the bird, it's like a layer of wool on the bird, so to speak, that protects the bird from cold. So if that's removed, then it's going to be pusle. Pusle again throughout these Mishnayos means trefa. For some reason, we use the word pusle every now and then. Tanu Rabbanu, Ma'aseh Rabbi Simai, Rabbi Tzadik, Shalchu La'Abba Shana Belod, V'shavsu Ba'ono, V'horu B'tarpachas K'Rabbi B'Zefek. That one time Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tzadok were going to be Ma'abr the Shana in Lod, and they stopped on the way to Lod, they stopped in Ono, and they paskined that a tarpachas is like Rebbe with Zefek. What? So Ibayiluhu, what does that mean? What does that phrase mean? Haru b'tarpachas li'isura, do they mean to say that they paskined by a tarpachas? Tarpachas, we said yesterday, is one of the words that we use for a rechem. There are several words that we use for the uterus, for the womb. So does he mean to say that they paskined by a tarpachas, that if it's nital, tell that it's usr, that it's a treifa. Kirebi bezefek le'atera, and they also pass like Rebbe by the zefek that it's not a treifa. Odilma horu b'terpachas le'atera kirebi bezefek. They paskin about nitla terpachas the same way Rebbe paskin about a zefek, which is that it's kosher. Avol kirebi bezefek le'sfirilu, but they don't paskin like Rebbe holds by a zefek. They don't hold that that's going to be kosher. So Amar Rabba v'item Rebbe Shua ben Levi a gagul shel zefek nidon kaveshet. The zefek after the food goes down from the veshet, it goes on to the zefek. The upper part of the zefek that's attached to the veshet is considered to be part of the veshet. So if a mashahu has a hole in it, it has a hole of a mashu over there, it's going to be a trefa. Heichan, where is that gagol shel zefek that we're talking about that is considered to be a hemsheikh of the veshet? So amrav bivi barabaye, or of bevai, whatever, kol shenimtach imo. Any time that the place of the zefek begins to extend toward the veshet, it becomes narrower. So if it becomes narrower, that's still part of the veshet, and that's the part that we're talking about over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Zaf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.